This Saturday, Peter Street South is the place to be. Part of it is still closed to vehicular traffic, but you can still get where you need to be this weekend. Hibernation Arts is the scene for any artists who had a studio in the iconic building that burned down last week at the corner of Peter and Mississauga Streets to display their art. Owner Molly Farkerson has offered her guest wall for the month of February to any of those artists to show a piece or two, for free, in homage to the building. Hopefully, most pieces will be up on Saturday for people to take a gander. Hibernation Arts is also the site of the After the Fire Art Swap and Meet, Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. This is an opportunity for anyone in the area who is interested to bring art materials to swap or donate, bring a donation for an art fund of some kind, and brainstorm ways to rebuild and revitalize in Aurelia's cherished arts district. Everyone is welcome, and everyone's ideas are welcome. It has been and continues to be a really tough time, and that street is never going to look the same, so it's all hands on deck to figure out what moving forward looks like. There are also several GoFundMe campaigns set up for the businesses that were lost to the fire, so keep an eye out for those if you want to donate. They include Three Birds Salon, Three Crows Speak Studio and Crafted Spaces. The Downtown Aurelia BIA is also offering assistance to those businesses, likely through Aurelia and Area Community Development Corporation, so again, keep an eye and ear out for ways you can help. Of course, a big way you can help is by supporting all of our downtown businesses as much as you can. Winter is a tough time for them, and the fire and all this crazy winter weather makes it even tougher. Take advantage of the tax holiday by going out to eat, buying some stuff to chase away your winter blahs, and buying presents for your friends. We have such an amazing downtown, but it needs our support to keep it that way. See you downtown, also on Saturday, from 1 to 3 p.m., the delayed opening reception for the new exhibits at the Aurelia Museum of Art and History is happening. There are three new exhibits opening and you can read all about them here, www.aureliamuseum.org. I am especially excited to see Lou Garo and Mocassins by Natalie Burton. She is a spectacular artist and beadworker. But the Harley Duck solo exhibit sounds and looks interesting as well. Aurelia in all four seasons will be fascinating to see. I am especially looking forward to the summer section. So, come check it out, and buy a membership while you're at it. We are lucky to have such an amazing museum and art gallery in this town. Don't forget Lakehead Aurelia's Third Age Learning is still going strong at St. Paul's Center. The theme is Stop the Clock, and this week it was a lecture on food security. Next week, exploring alternative energy, current solutions and the role of nuclear power. February 12th, the topic is Breaking Down Microplastics, Science, Solutions, and Steps Forward. You can get tickets at the door for each lecture for $15, plus HST. You should come. There is lots of really good information and free coffee and cookies, too. Bring your reusable mug. Sessions run from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Don't miss Choir Revolution at Couchiching Craft Brewing Co. It's an 80s sing-along, this Thursday from 6 p.m. on. Dave Shaw is playing at the Hog and Penny on Friday at 9 p.m. I had a wonderful time at the Aurelia Concert Association show last week. The Elmer Eisler Singers, under the direction of Lydia Adams, were the special guests. The chorus was absolutely sublime. You can still get tickets to the rest of the season at www.aureliaconcertassociation.com. Have a great week, and don't despair, next week is finally February. If you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.